एक मिनट रुक जाओ, रेडी होने दो। चलो ये कर लेते हैं, दिस कुड बी अ ग्रेट इंट्रो।
हाय, आई एम अक्षय।
हाय, दिस इज सौरभ एंड यू आर लिसनिंग टू द फाउंडर थीसिस पॉडकास्ट। वी मीट सम ऑफ द मोस्ट सेलिब्रेटेड स्टार्टअप फाउंडर्स इन द कंट्री
एंड वी वांट टू लर्न हाउ टू बिल्ड अ यूनिकॉर्न।
हाय, आई एम रितेश मलिक, आई एम द फाउंडर ऑफ इनोवेट कोवर्किंग।
It is the dream of every parent to see their child become a doctor. And like many middle-class kids, Dr. Ritesh Malik followed his parents' dream to become a practicing doctor. But a couple of years in, he realized that there was something that excited him even more than being a doctor, and that was being an entrepreneur. Akshay Dutt has a fascinating conversation with Dr. Ritesh Malik about his journey, starting with becoming a better public speaker to becoming an entrepreneur when he started Innovate, getting accepted into Y Combinator, and finally getting bought out by Oyo Rooms in one of the very, very few stories of an Indian startup giving actual cash returns to its investors. Listen on to learn how he did it all.
India has a disease called APS, which is called the Asian Parent Syndrome, where in countries like India, China, and also the Southeast Asian countries, our parents, so this is the only part of the globe where we have a tradition of large-scale, multi-century family businesses. So we realize that the reason is that our parents, so this is also called the kangaroo parenting, where our parents want us to be safe. So they want us to do a profession which is in their blood, which they have worked very hard to learn, so that it stays in the family. And there is compounding. So this is true compounding in India. The fact that knowledge of my grandfather compounds with knowledge of my dad, compounds with knowledge of what I learn, and all of this becomes a legacy. So because of that, I have 37 doctors in the family, and because of that, I didn't ever wanted to be a doctor, but we stay in a joint Punjabi family, and they said that you have to become a doctor. If you don't, one day I came back with the idea of actually not taking PCMB, which was physics, chemistry, math, and bio, and they said that are you nuts? If you do not take this, then what will you do? For what has your father worked so hard to actually build his clinic and a small all healthcare setup? Who will run that? So I said that is his job. He can sell the business if he wants, but I do not want to run that. And then finally, I think seven, 8 years back, I was working at Gangaram Hospital in Delhi. And one day I realized that this is just a vicious cycle. My parents first said that just take PCMB in 11th and 12th, and then we'll not force you to become a doctor. Then they said, okay, just become a doctor, just get MBBS, then we'll not force you to do anything else. Then my parents said that just do an MD, and then so it's a vicious cycle. So one day I realized the God's action plan, and I just quit and I said I cannot do this. I became a doctor, that's it. Now I want to become an entrepreneur. So my mom asked that what will you do? You do not know anything, neither do you have a business background, neither do we have a business background. How will you learn? So I said that the best thing to do everything is to first remove your comfort zone, get out of that, quit your job, quit your or profession. You can't dabble with your feet in two boats. So my whole idea behind doing entrepreneurial ventures was the fact that first I would be completely focused. I will not become a doctor, and I will burn my bridge, because people don't burn their bridges. What they do is they will do part-time MD. They will work 8 hours here, 8 hours there. It needs, entrepreneurship is hard. Like it needs 18 hours, continuous, dedicated focus across years to become successful. And in spite of all of that, out of 100, only 95 companies close. So only 5 companies actually win the entire show. So my whole thesis was that I told my mother, and this I told in colloquial Hindi, I said, chahe chole bature bechunga, I'll sell a common snack sadak pe, but bechunga aise ki haldi ram banu. The idea is I do not want to do, because you die in India. 99% of people are dying every day, a slow death by a poison called corporate jobs. people do engineering and post-engineering, they do an MBA in finance, which have completely different altitudes. So the whole idea is, why would you waste your job? Just, and I have no idea why these large corporate banks want an engineer who has done an MBA in finance. It's like, this is the worst combination you can look for. And earlier people thought that this was the path to success. But lately, with the debacle of banks like Lehman Brothers, etc., people have realized that it's basically fundamentally one thing which has actually made our nation extremely weak is our education system. That is our fundamental challenge. Two key areas which are truly important for the country are healthcare and education. And unfortunately, we have not done a good job in both of them. Today, so I go to a lot of schools, colleges, and I ask young students, I ask them when they are in sixth or seventh, and I ask how many of you want to become a teacher? Not even a single hand goes up. The idea is that no one wants to become a teacher. Everyone wants to become an entrepreneur, or everyone wants to become a CA, a doctor, because we don't respect teachers. We don't give them enough salaries. Off the top, of the bottom of the pyramid, you will find teachers who are not paid well. So in my opinion, changing that is extremely important. And I was a victim of Asian parent syndrome. And I realized that that was not my calling, took a call and took the hard decision. And the whole idea is you need to work your ass.
Tell me about like that period of 2012 when you were a surgeon at Gangaram. I imagine you must have been earning very well. So like, did you see startups around you at that time and then got inspired? Or was it that you got burnt out at Gangaram? And
so I wasn't paid well. I was doing my junior surgency, so it was an intern, sort of a job, extremely boring. And the worst, so I always, my dad asked me back then that, why don't you like medicine? I said that I just asked him that, why aren't you a dinosaur, or why aren't you a say a giraffe? Because your genes are different from them, right? The same way my genes are different in terms of my areas of passion. So my brain print is different. My thought process is as follows. I don't want to become a doctor because I know how 50 years of my professional life would look like. I know how much I would earn when I'm 25, how much I would earn when I'm 35, and plus minus 5%, that is where my median will stand. I know what I will be doing. As an entrepreneur, I have actually taken a ship. I'm the captain of the ship, and I don't know. I might become a Columbus who discovers America and creates the most important historic achievement of that century. So I really.
Who were the people you were inspired by around that time? You must have, you've seen the doctor role model in your family only, but did you have like an entrepreneurial role model on the other side, which made you feel that is more to my?
I was deeply inspired by Dhirubhai Ambani. When I saw his story, it was deeply inspiring. At the same time, I was deeply inspired by at that point in time, Shantanu from EduComp, because EduComp was a rising startup back then.
Yeah, the edtech pioneer.
Yeah, but they've been disrupted significantly. But back then, there were a lot of. I was deeply inspired by Saurabh Mittal, co-founder of India Bulls, and I realized that all these people had one thing in common, and that was that they left their comfort zone. Nothing great will ever be achieved and the problem is, people think that taking a risk is wrong. I believe that taking the risk is the safest risk that you can take. So this is very interesting. When people ask me while investing that, why do you invest in startups which are extremely risky? Why do you invest in public markets? Why not do an FD? So I always tell them that actually people are not educated enough because of our education system. We should be taught personal finance. The most important skill in this world is personal finance. We suck at personal finance. No one knows what a balance sheet is. These are basic things. This is like KKG. This is like A, B, C, D, E. Now, they don't realize if I have if I have 100 rupees in my pocket in 2020, because of inflation, this will only go down to 16 rupees in 2030 if I do not invest. If I keep it in a bank, this will become 40 rupees. Now 100 gets depreciated to 40, though it will look like almost 200 rupees after 10 years, but its actual value is only 40 rupees. So money is currency. Why is it called currency? Is because it is current. It is a live wire. It is very subjective. It's very perspective led. So if I invest in a mutual fund, 100 rupees would become, say, 89.90. But if I invest very wisely, carefully, I can make that 100 rupees into, say, 150 or 200 rupees. It's taking calculative bets, calculative risks, and not gambling. There's a fine difference between gambling and taking calculative bets. Gambling is, out of 100, you have one chance to win. But calculative risks are, out of 100, you have 94 chances of winning, and 6 chances are things like earthquake and the force majeure that can happen, like COVID. So in my opinion, taking calculative risks is the most important attribute which we are missing. And also, I just want to add here, just imagine our education system for the whole life teaches us to take the safest route. They will tell you the safest route always. They will never tell you the route which is wild, which is, and as that beautiful poet said, he said that, two roads emerged in the woods and I took the one less traveled, and that has made all the difference. I think that is so important. Mr. Frost said it beautifully.
Okay. So 2012-13, you were at Gangaram and frustrated, and you decided to burn your bridges. So you quit Gangaram, and then what did you do?
So I joined a French startup called AdStuck, and I personally learned a lot from Abhishek. He's from IIT Chennai, extremely focused technology entrepreneur. And we were building a lot of augmented reality products. And that was my first exposure to technology. And I started working with him. I became a co-founder and started building the entire product along with him. And even to date, I do not know coding and all, but started learning in how to sell the product digitally. So I realized that 4 skills I needed to know if I wanted to excel at entrepreneurship. The first one was public speaking. The second one was coherent thinking and design systems. The third one was digital sales. And the fourth one was managing finances. These 4 things are so critical. The reason, I'll tell you, I meet so many great entrepreneurs with amazing products, but they fail because either of these 4 skills are missing. Until and unless you are able to sell digitally, and people didn't knew about that back then. So back in 2012-13, first I made it a point. I started learning all advert management of camps, SEO, SEM.
Tell me about the product first, like before you come to how you were selling. Like what was it that you were selling?
So we had built an augmented reality app called Ariel. So basically, it was very fancy. But for example, this is a newspaper and you have an image on it. So the moment you take our app on top of that image, it will directly link you with the news, active news of that image. So that went pretty viral. We got 2.5 lakh downloads back then. And when almost 75% of our population was on the 2G. So that was a very interesting exposure for us. We built a great product, which was eventually built, operated, and transferred to Times of India, which eventually became a live app.
Okay. Yeah, I remember a live app. Yeah. They for 1 or 2 years, they promoted it a lot. Yeah. Okay. And your role was to drive downloads, like app downloads.
Downloads plus ensure that there is enough cash in the company to ensure that we have sufficient runway, to ensure that we build the entire build, operate, transfer modules, and post the times stint. I had moved on from the company.
Okay. Like once Times of India bought into it, they like bought into it or what? Like?
So it was a BOT. It was a build, operate, and transfer. So they paid us and
for the technology only.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And so, like, this was like how long a stint that you did here?
So this was while I was doing Gangaram Hospital. I always wanted to start. I wanted to quit my medicine, but that wasn't allowed. So I finished that. But while doing that, I gave almost everything into this. And post that, it started in 2013. I started exploring a lot of interesting things. And then I got some time. So I started it. Didn't make a lot of money with the Times deal, but learned a lot and also got some confidence and also got some credible support from the family that at least something has happened.
Mm-hmm. You had proof to show ke entrepreneurship se aap kama sakte ho.
Yeah. So after doing all of that, my focus was that I have some capital now, what to do? So I thought that how do we generate more entrepreneurs like Ritesh Malik in the country? There must be so many more people who have no business background, who have no background of an IIT or an IIM, who don't even have an engineering degree. So for that matter, how do we inculcate these entrepreneurs? So we built something called Project Gorilla. We said that let's build a small fund to invest into founders, back amazing founders and back with your own capital. This is a very important term. Back with your own capital. Don't raise capital to fund into entrepreneurship, because when you have your own capital, you have an infinite long period of holding. You can hold into a company for 15 years. The moment I take capital from you, you will be consistently asking me what's the performance of the entrepreneur. I will be consistently hammering the entrepreneur that yaar paisa nahi aaya wapas. So our focus was completely focus on backing great ethical entrepreneurs who are solving large challenges, may or may not become successful. We don't. So our take was, we will not drive the revolutions of edtech, the ups and downs of. We will drive on core fundamental products. And we started backing in some very interesting entrepreneurs way back in 2014.
Okay. We means like you had some other people who were also invested.
So a lot of like-minded entrepreneurs who had some capital with them. So we meaning that at a group of founders who consistently, the idea was back in 2013-14 in Delhi, at least Bangalore still had, there was no network of founders. Like today, if you ask me, in Delhi, no founder knows each other. They obviously know each other via being a part of a platform or a WhatsApp group, but there's no proper community. And I am a big believer of community. I feel that community is so important. So I'll tell you, out of 10 unicorn founders, at least 3 or 4 or even more are on antidepressants. Now, this is so common. It is still considered a taboo or a stigma. So we decided to build these communities which were extremely closed, where entrepreneurs just come and just share their experiences. So Project Gorilla was that at so we had the fundamental belief that let's keep backing great founders.
Who were some of the founders that you backed? Anybody I would know?
So we invested in a company called Joe Stocks.
Yeah. Shobit.
So Shobit and Supriya, I was their first investor. This was I think in the year 2014. We did a company called Inc. 42, Vaibhav, Supriya, Pooja and Utkarsh. So we backed, now in total, I've backed close to 70 plus companies. And the whole idea was just to create a self-sustaining ecosystem of great entrepreneurs working together.
Okay. So you started backing these founders once you had the deal with Times done. How did eventually the Innovate idea come up? You know, how did that start?
So this was very interesting. With that motto of back with your own funds meant that our funds got depleted very quickly. And then we didn't have money to invest. So we had two options. Either we invest in actually getting more capital from the public, which was against the idea of Project Gorilla, and or we do something else where we build a community. So the core fundamental passion was community building. So we thought, let's not get diluted. Let's focus on building a space where founders come and work together. So in Connaught Place, we built a space of 84 founders. And we said, just come and let's start working together. And our idea was, don't pay us money. So we also didn't know what to do with it. We had built a good space. And slowly, steadily, we started realizing that this is fun. Like, if you have great founders coming together and they start working together on a daily basis, you actually build a tribe. And then they started saying that, how will you run this? You have rental, everything. Let us start giving you money because we are actually extracting a lot of value out of it. So I said, this is very cool. Let's do it. So we started making a hell of a profit at the city level. So we were extremely excited that a very small space in Connaught Place could give us such a good cash flow. Now, having done all of that, we realized that, yeah, this is a very interesting model. Let us focus on consistently, not now investing into companies, but now consistently building this community. So we did that. We built two small campuses, one in Delhi, and one we thought, let's now try the thesis in a tier 2 city like Chandigarh. Because we wanted to see, do we get the same response in Chandigarh as we got in a tier 1 city? So we did that. While doing all of this, I read an article that Indians are not selected by Y Combinator. So I got extremely intrigued by the idea of getting into YC. So I applied to Y Combinator and I just applied and I really wanted to get into YC. So,
but was the concept that you are building a co-working space, was that around at that time? Did that industry exist, like a co-working industry?
And so back in 2016 January, when we started the first campus, the term was extremely new to India. So in terms of Google searches also in co-working, there were 3 or 4 searches only happening, and mostly they were done by people like me. So I realized that this is an industry which is bound to grow, because I think for every entrepreneur, the best friend is his common sense. The question is, as an entrepreneur, 40% of his seed capital goes into building office, giving security, and 50% of his time goes into basad management. AC ni chal raha. We are, as India, we are a very infrastructurally challenged country, especially when it comes to commercial real estate. Very, I think 0.00001% of the people have plush offices like DLF and all. 99.99999% offices in the country are so pathetic that you would not even want to go inside their washrooms. And I judge an office space by the way they keep their washrooms. So I realized that, yeah, why the hell are people not making good offices? When people spend more than 50% of their awake hours in an office space or while traveling to an office, when work is such an important part of their lives, why would you not spend or make extremely welcoming offices? So I realize Indians have something, they are basically Garfields. They hate Mondays. Oh, they have Monday blues. संडे शाम को ही है ना, सबको पेट में दर्द हो जाता है कि यार कल बच्चों को हो जाता है कि यार स्कूल जाना है, मंडे टेस्ट है, और बड़ों को हो जाता है कि यार शिट यार वीकेंड खत्म हो गया. नाउ ऑन द अदर हैंड देर आर पीपल लाइक मी हु लव मंडेज. आई फील वेरी सैड ऑन द फ्राइडे कि यार खत्म हो गया वीक, बिकॉज आई डू समथिंग दैट आई लव. एंड आई रियलाइज इट हैज अ लॉट टू डू विद योर ऑफिस एनवायरमेंट. बिल्डिंग 3-4 एक्सट्रीमली इंपॉर्टेंट थिंग्स, गुड डिजाइन, good location, amazing in tech, cleanliness, very basic things, AC. So we did a survey 6-7 months pre-COVID, 6-7 months, and we asked our customers, what is the most important part of an office space? You will be amazed to know the answer. It wasn't AC, Wi-Fi, it was Wi-Fi. We still have broken Wi-Fis. That's the basic, like Wi-Fi should become the 4th most important fundamental right of a citizen. after health education and right to safety. Now, my question was, and the second was not light. It was AC. The third one was also not light. It was clean washroom. The fourth one was light. So we realized that people, when they spend so much time in their offices, let's build a beautiful office. I don't know whether you have seen an Innovate or not.
Yeah, I have. I have seen the Noida one.
Hamara take ye tha ki yaar hum office aisa banayenge jo na dekha ho na suno. Aap Starbucks jaate ho, wo coffee tender aapko chagal se dekh raha hota hai ki yaar isne to charger bhi laga diya. Ab to yahan 4-5 ghante baithega. And he's frustrated. बिकॉज लोग वहां पे लाइन लगा के बैठे हुए हैं और आपने उसकी 4-5 घंटे की सीट खाली कर ली और आप लेते सिर्फ एक छोटा सा मौका हो तो ही सो आवर टेक वाज जस्ट इमेजिन इफ योर ऑफिस इज लाइक स्टारबक्स कंसिस्टेंटली एंड यू हैव योर ओन केबिन इट एंड यू डोंट हैव टू स्पेंड यू कन्वर्ट योर कैपेक्स इन टू ओपेक्स आप अपने सीट कैपिटल का सिर्फ 0.5% मेरे को देते हो सिक्योरिटी का 9 साल की कोई लीज नहीं करते आप लैंडलॉर्ड के साथ जब जाना है तब जाओ जब आना है तब आओ एक्सपैंड करना है एक्सपैंड करो कॉन्ट्रैक्ट करना है कॉन्ट्रैक्ट करो आई सेड दिस इज वेरी कॉमन सेंस व्हाई द हेल नो वन इज डूइंग इट इन इंडिया सो वी स्टार्टेड दिस कॉन्सेप्ट एंड वन थिंग लेड टू अनदर वी वेंट टू वाई कॉम्बिनेटर दे रियली लाइक्ड आवर प्रोडक्ट डिजाइन एंड माई बैकग्राउंड दैट आई वॉज अ डॉक्टर डूइंग दिस दे सेड देयर रितेश वी आर टोटली गंगो अबाउट इट जस्ट वन चेंज You cannot become a large company until you do large campuses. Because 80-85 seater mein nahi maza aayega. So, they asked us that you go back. I took a flight back to Bangalore from San Francisco. They said, don't worry about capital. Sign a large lease. I said, how large? Abhi in Connaught Place, we were doing a 5,000 square feet. They said, at least, not less than 8 times of that. I said, are you freaking kidding me? I do not have money in my balance for the next payment of rent. Kahan se launga itna paisa? They said, we'll beg, borrow, steal. Don't worry, your demo day is coming. Just take that leap of faith. I went to the negotiation.
YC gives some capital also, no? When you get selected.
Yeah, but that's like almost 85 lakh rupees. But the kind of space that we were going for was security deposit 85 lakh ka tha. So our core fundamentals were 4. Location. We realized that how do we build a brand which is so powerful, the only way was location. Be closer to people's houses. Have them easily come to your place from their house. The second one was design. The third one was community. Fourth one was technology-led ops. So we said that go to Bangalore. Go to the heart of Bangalore called Koramangala. Go to the most prime property of Koramangala. We started negotiating with the landlord very arbitrarily. We just barged into his office and we said, we want to take your property. We took an old cotton mill, huge, 40,000 square feet. We didn't have money to invest to build 7 crores of capex, but we ended up raising capital post. And then I showed what we have done to Vijay from PTM. He was our first angel investor. So he wrote a check. Then a lot of angel investors like Rajan Anandan, Vishal from Gooki, Sunil Kalra from Stride Ventures, all of them started investing in the company. And then one thing led to another. And as we speak, pre-COVID, we had 42 campuses span India, both under construction and live. So that is where Innovate is. We've sold the company to Oyo. So this is what we've been doing so far.
So why did you decide to sell? I mean, your role model was Dhirubhai Ambani, who kind of like built something over decades, you know. Then why did you decide to sell?
So I'm not emotional about a business. This is a true and candid opinion. I feel that every business should have a price. The question is, I've seen a lot of people lose money by not fixing that price and by overly emotional about a business. So in my opinion, the day you feel you've got that price and you want to scale, and do you believe that you can scale this on your own? If the answer is yes, obviously don't sell. But if you feel that the collaborating partner has a lot of expertise which can really help. When we sold, we were only 16 campuses. Within 1 year, we were thrice of that. So in my opinion, that is extremely important. And also, more than capital, I feel that, are you culturally aligned with your acquirer? For us, Oyo has been a great experience, massive learning, massive scale, a lot of, and the founders, the entrepreneurial culture. It's been a privilege to work with Ritesh, Rohit, and the entire team.
Okay. So, you know, one thing I want to kind of maybe learn from you or understand your secret to it. Like, there are a lot of people whom you're connected with, like Vijay Shekhar Sharma backed you, Ritesh, of course, bought you out. So, you know, is this like effective networking, or what is it? Like, what's your secret behind getting such powerful backers?
I think the best way to get great backers, this is a beautiful secret. This will change your life. A great product. Now, this is a beautiful story. I'll just take 1 minute. So one of my father is a pediatrician. He's a child specialist. His fiercest competitor, his sister-in-law, came to my dad and said that, please don't tell my brother-in-law that I am showing my child to you. My father was puzzled that why has she come? So she said that, no, just that I don't want to. So one day my father, after a lot of visits, asked that what happened. She said, he's very nice. He really loves my daughter. Everything is good. But I, unki na dawai nahi lagti mujhe. My father at that point in time told me this story, and this I've never forgotten. No amount of network, no amount of, nothing works. Great companies are built on great products. If you don't have a good product, how, you may know, even PM Modi, he will not save you. He will not buy you out. He will not make you a cabinet minister. The idea is, if you want to go up, focus on your job, give your heart, soul, blood and tears to it, and you value your consumers more than God. वहाँ से कृष्ण जी आ रहे हैं, यहाँ से आपका consumer आ रहा है. देखना भी नहीं है कृष्ण जी की तरफ, सीधा आपके भगवान के पास जाना है. द बिगेस्ट गॉड यू कैन हैव इज योर कंज्यूमर. कंसिस्टेंटली पूजा करो आप. कंसिस्टेंटली आप एनपीएस निकालो, नेट प्रमोटर स्कोर आप निकालो अपने कंज्यूमर का. व्हाट इज योर कंज्यूमर थिंकिंग? व्हाट एल्स कैन यू डू टू मेक हिज लाइफ बेटर? व्हाट मोर वैल्यू कैन यू एड? आई थिंक दैट इज द ओनली सीक्रेट अबाउट एनीथिंग. You see and innovate. Okay, I'll tell you. If you have, say, 100 crores in your bank, and I come to you and I say that I'm a doctor, but I'm mad about co-working. The industry is growing at 400% year on year, compounded for the next 40 years. And I am the best player in the country. My NPS is more than 80%. And at the same time, you will not find an entrepreneur more hustly than me. I will not sleep. I will sit at my site, but get my customer the best experience possible. Why would anyone invest? I did not know Vijay because of anything else but my product. The best way to network, I don't believe in the concept of networking. The best way to network is to focus on your work. People will call you. You become the best podcaster in the world. As your entire show, you get 100,000 or 200,000 listeners who are so addicted to your conversations. You will have people like me begging you, hey, can I please come on your platform? Can I please get eyeballs? Can people please listen to me? Build great products. The world will follow you. They will salute you. There's nothing in this world that is saluted more than a good product. Value. Generate value. Generate trust. I think that is the only secret towards building in success in this world. And that takes a lot of hard work, blood, sweat and tears.
How did the introduction and the conversation with Oyo begin? Like, did they reach out to you or like how did that happen?
So I had been in touch with Ritesh and Maninder and one day out of the blue, they reached out and we didn't have even an investment banker in between. Like it was that beautiful of a journey with them. And we sealed the deal very quickly and we started working on building this out.
Okay. So Ritesh, of course, gets both a lot of positive press and negative press. What is he like as a person?
He's amazing, delightful. He's one of the finest entrepreneurs. I've learned personally a lot from him. He's one of the finest entrepreneurs I know. And of course, now he's a very good friend as well. So I can vouch both as a friend, as a colleague. I think he's a brilliant human being. And from the roots that he comes from, it's inspiring to see. And see, when it comes to press and media, aap agar kabhi dekho na, Bill Gates or Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk, there is no one who has been abused more than Jeff Bezos in this world for not creating enough profits for the investors. See, I'll tell you, public memory is very short. Press will write a lot of good things, a lot of bad things. Always remember, press is only focused on the short term. Press, aaj ki news kal akhbar mein daalegi. Press is short-sighted and also we should realize who is press run by. Press is run by some journalists who may or may not understand the big picture. So, and also if you see content which is negative, being very candid, content which is negative, if you write about that Oyo adds these many hotels, it's good. But the moment you write about that Oyo has got XYZ challenges, and it is also our mistake. As a consumer, it's my mistake, it's your mistake, that we read negative content more. We are more bothered about what Kangana Ranaut said to that Diljit Dosanjh than a positive farmer trying to just work and uska koi story nahi padhna chahta. So press ka job and actually journalist ka job bahut difficult hai. They also have their targets. They also have, it's finally a business. They have to ensure that these many eyeballs stick. So I don't blame anyone, but I feel that good press, bad press is a short-term focus. As entrepreneurs, our only duty is towards building great products. And of course, in some people will agree, some people, you can't make everyone agree or you can't make, I truly believe that it's all about perspective. And once you, and also, India ke andar na, one thing, do you know which is that one country jahan pe feedback forms bahut acche se bhare jaate hain? That is India. Because we have a habit of writing in feedbacks. We feel that we are correcting someone's paper. We get out that power. Yeah, teacher hai na, main ek restaurant chalata hun. Feedback usme sitaron ki tarah aate hain. Lambe lambe feedbacks aa rahe hain. Aapki dal makhni mein na waise to bahut achhi thi. But na wo purana wala taste nahi tha. Aur uspe lambe se pura comment likh ke jayega. And I realized that India as a country, we have still not gotten away from the shackles of such a long, long duration of conquerorship. So I think we still are extremely fragile emotionally. So we just read and write whatever we see and we justify emotionally and explain logically. So I think that is something that, and I feel that in the long term, today, can you name one player in the world who owns the 1 and 2 star or hotels market? No one is there except of Oyo. It's a global brand. Now, this is such an unstructured sector that you will find a lot of challenges while dealing with those merchant partners, while dealing with such customers today and being in the system. I met a person in Bulandshahr. I said, मैं ओयो के साथ काम करता हूँ. कहते साहब आपको एक बात बताऊं. मैंने कहा बताइए. कहते हमारी बिटिया की शादी थी. पहले एक वही होटल 3,000 रुपए का होता था. ओयो की वजह से 699 का हो गया. एंड यू कांट यू एंड सी फॉर अ पर्सन हु कैन अफोर्ड बोथ जिंजर स्लैश अ गुड होटल लाइक विवांता ताज, फॉर अस ओयो माइट बी ठीक है. बिकॉज फॉर अस 690, 999 एंड 2999 और लेमन ट्री 4999 डजंट मैटर. Just ask the 91% population of this country who's not even making 9,500 rupees a month. Unke liye 699, jab bitiya ki shaadi hoti hai aur relatives aate hain, bahut bahut valuable hota hai. So in my opinion, this is significant impact.
Yeah, you're right. So how has life changed for you after acquisition? Like after the Innovate acquisition?
So, good. The first one is, of course, for the first time, I've had some money. So just investing that. Secondly, good in terms of the fact that building Innovate for those 3 years was extremely excruciating on your mental health, spiritual health, physical health. You just travel, you don't sleep. For the first time, we had funds to actually build it into a corporate machinery. Learn a lot from Oyo. I was fortunate to have partners like Gaurav, Aishwarya, Ankush, Sheel, Vivek, while building the entire machine, which we called the founding team. And then led by Rohit, we really had a good time with Oyo. We learned a lot. I personally evolved significantly as a founder. And post that, we've 3x our growth. So of course, it was a great experience working alongside leaders from Oyo.
Are you operationally involved in running Innovate currently?
So currently, I'm not. But still, I'm deeply involved in the entire ecosystem of Oyo. And it's great to be a part of such a fast-running company.
How many hours of sleep were you getting during those 3 years of building up Innovate? Like, what was your work day like?
So it was a very interesting sort of a work day where I was the chief janitor of the organization. It was basically my job was, and see, as an organization, we couldn't afford senior mature leaders, so we hired anyone. And we realized that it becomes basically in India, the larger worry is not about work. It's about managing emotions. So my whole job the entire day was to ensure that wherever it litters, I just go and clean. And at the same time, India hai, so 100 challenges hote hain. Din mein, matlab, kabhi Bombay, and we had a multi-city business across 9-10 cities. So Bombay was very new for me, and especially a real estate-based business, extremely ops-heavy. So बॉम्बे में वन डे समवन कॉल्ड एंड दे सेड दैट हम लोग आपका सामान ऊपर नहीं चढ़ने देंगे. मैंने कहा क्यों, देश आजाद है. वो कहते नहीं, यहाँ पे नहीं है, आपको पैसा देना पड़ेगा मथाड़ी का. सो देयर वाज देयर अ कॉन्सेप्ट कॉल्ड मथाड़ी इन बॉम्बे. वी हैव टू पे सम मनी इन कैश टू देम. आई सेड हमारा तो क्लीन काम चलता है, हम मथाड़ी का पैसा दे ही नहीं सकते. वो कहते नहीं, चेक से नहीं, कैश से देना पड़ेगा. मैंने कहा कैश में तो हम करते ही नहीं है. कहते फिर हफ्ता उन्होंने काम नहीं करने दिया. देन वी फिगर्ड आउट अ वे. सो these are small challenges, but yes, it's fun when you build something. Our whole thesis was, if you see our campuses, we've been awarded a lot of awards for our design. You see our campuses, we are compared with the best in the world, and we are almost 1/3 when it comes to our cost. So we are extremely proud of our Indian heritage. We use jute, we use coir, we use things which are abundantly available, bamboo in India. And I think that is something which we stand out as a brand.
Okay. So tell me now, what is your thesis as an investor? So you're now a more active investor. What do you look for? You must be getting a lot of pitches. You know, how do you screen? What do you look for when you want to back someone?
See, when it comes to startup investments, no, if someone says that I can tell you that this is the only way to invest in a startup, I always judge them. There is no one in this world who can tell you, because startups, it's basically like playing casino. Your odds are 5 to 100. So in my opinion, my fundamental belief is that when it comes to startup investments, I just see three things. Are the founders ethical? Will they go the last mile? Second, cut the bullshit. There is a lot of message when founders talk to me, and I just need to take things which actually, I just need to ask them questions which actually show their integrity. And thirdly, I feel that is the market large enough and is the impact there? There are a lot of industries. See, you can make money. There's a Canadian toothpick company which makes a $2 billion revenue just by selling toothpicks. You can do that as well. But if you want to make impact, can you remove the middlemen and by leveraging technology, help people access healthcare in our country where we are not even spending properly 2% of our GDP on healthcare, whereas developed nations like America are spending 20% of their GDP. And especially in a country which has barely 1.36 billion people. 136 crore logon mein healthcare to hai nahi na. We are not even catering to 2% of all healthcare in this country.
Right. Yeah. So, is healthcare a focus for you, like in terms of startup sectors?
I'm extremely sector agnostic. So, I believe that healthcare till now has not been a focus because healthcare mein paisa nahi hai. India ke andar na, India mein mindset bahut different hai. Aap social mein jao, dal makhni khao. आप वेटर को नहीं बोलोगे कि नहीं यार ये तो बहुत महंगी है, 900 रुपए की थोड़ी ना दाल मखनी होती है. यही आप हॉस्पिटल में जाते हो. आप हमारे यहाँ पे क्या है ना, टेंजिबल चीज का वैल्यू है, इनटेंजिबल चीज का वैल्यू नहीं है. आप मेरे को बोलोगे ना ये ग्लास है इसके लिए मुझे 90 रुपए दो, मैं ये ग्लास पैक करके वापस लेके आऊंगा. आप मेरे को कोई मुंह से एडवाइस दोगे ना कि यार रितेश आप ना ये ग्लास ऐसे बना सकते हो, आजकल ये सब टेक्निक्स आ गए और इसके लिए मेरे को 40 रुपए दे दो, वो क्या पागल हो गया, मुंह की एडवाइस का क्यों दूंगा तुमको. दैट इज व्हाई एडवाइजरी इन आवर कंट्री इज नॉट वैल्यूड. सो इन माय ओपिनियन दैट इज व्हाई इन हेल्थ केयर व्हेन पीपल कम टू माय फादर आल्सो, सर आपकी सर देखो फीस तो बहुत ज्यादा है. वो दाल मखनी के लिए 900 रुपए देंगे लेकिन बच्चे की हेल्थ के लिए दे विल ट्राई टू इंश्योर. So I feel that healthcare as an industry, it is a very good industry poised for disruption. But still, I think, so in my opinion, the best businesses are the ones where lowest hanging fruit hona chahiye. It should be ke yaar customer ekdam phasa hua hai, value dhoond raha hai, paisa leke baitha hua hai. Aur wo bas convert karne wala hai. I think that is extremely important.
Okay, so give me some examples.
अब जैसे co-working है, it is such a beautiful industry. When we started, before launching, हमारा sold out हो जाता था, because demand was is like so high.
There was a latent demand which nobody was tapping.
Yeah.
Give me some examples of founders who impressed you. Like you know, you either like the person or the business or.
Vijay is like. He's I cannot emphasize how amazing he is. I've learned personally a lot from him. He's just like an elder brother.
Okay. Some founders that you invested, like, you know, more younger lot.
I really like Josh. Because of the impact, like they touch, I think 75 million people every month on Facebook and 25 million on YouTube. So 100 million eyeballs is a good number.
Okay. So can you like give a reverse pitch to founders that why should they have you as an investor? You know, what is the value add that Ritesh brings to the table?
So honestly, I'm not worried about deals by God's grace. Till now, they're very, I've not got any founder who said, and I think there's a reason behind that. For me, my reverse pitch is very simple. It's that I'm not a PETA. I always call this the PETA syndrome, which Indian investors have. It's called the pain in the ass. You have Indian investors. Actually, kya hai ke ye sab mutual fund, family offices, and sab startup investments, Inc. 42 or your story, dekh ke dal dete hain. They feel ke mutual fund hai, isse mere ko hamesha paisa milta rahega. They don't understand it is the riskiest investment in the history of mankind. And you need to burn your bridges. You need to burn your capital. When I invest in a company, A, I invest only the amount of money which I feel I can lose. If that money per year is 1 crore rupees, I just do that according to my own bed sheet. I do not, main apne chadar se upar nahi jaunga. Second, I don't gamble. Third, when I invest 1 crore rupees a year, I ensure that that is gone. I will never get it back. If I get it back, it's a miracle. Let's celebrate. Now, with that mindset, you never create pressure on the founder. You are always here. Ye to paisa sunk cost hai. Let's build something together. This 1 crore rupees is only to be a part of 10 companies this year. Just to be a part of their journeys and learn from them. Ye mera R&D cost hai to uplift Ritesh Malik's skills. So I think that is the only way. And honestly, that is the reason I do not know technology very well. I don't have a good pedigree. I'm just all right. I'm not a great track record investor also. But that is the reason I think in India, there's no startup who's not pitched me.
So that was Dr. Ritesh Malik talking about his entrepreneurial journey. He is not only an entrepreneur, but also a doctor. And he has been actively educating people on COVID prevention and treatment. Follow him on LinkedIn or Twitter to get the advice that can literally save your life.
If you like the Founder Thesis podcast, then do check out our other shows on subjects like marketing, technology, career advice, books, and drama. Visit thepodium.in, that is thepodium.in, for a complete list of all our shows.